And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Very glad you're with us. There are a few things in life we can count on. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and the first Thursday of September, J. Wynn Russick's annual preview of the upcoming theater season. Judy, good to see you.
I'm glad to be considered a holiday, Tom.
Indeed. You are a holiday every time I see you. So we do this every year, and it's always fun to sort of, you know, take a look down the road at what's coming up in this now, the 17-18 theater season. So, you know, first half, second half. And you always, you know, have your eye on everything that's going on, but you have your eye on particularly a few things that really pop out as being fun. So there are actually a couple of shows coming up this season about famous Baltimoreans. What can you tell us about them?
Well, Tom, there are several trends that are already surfacing in the theater season, and this is one of them. Two of the plays that you're referring to about Baltimoreans were about people who, were in the same circle in Paris back when. In February, Rep Stage in Columbia is producing the world premiere of a play called All She Must Possess. This focuses on Etta Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
Etta Cohen was one of the sisters who assembled the extraordinary Cohen collection now at the Baltimore Museum of Art.
Matisse, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Etta, among other great artists, Etta was the less outgoing of the two sisters. And apparently in this play, artworks will come alive in this biographical look at Etta Cohen. It's written by Susan McCulley, who's an assistant professor of theater at UMBC.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a few days after that run ends, Fells Point Corner Theater will open a play in March about a close friend of the Cohen sisters and a former Baltimorean. This is a play called Gertrude Stein and a Companion.
Sure.
It's written,
she was a medical student at Hopkins.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
This is written by Wynne Well, a late British playwright. It premiered at the Edinburgh Festival in 1984, and it won first prize, best play there. It's a two-actor play. It takes place after Gertrude Stein's death in 1946. Stein comes back and visits her partner, Alice B. Toklas, and the two actresses also play famous cultural figures they were involved with, Hemingway and Picasso. So that sounds really interesting. And then I also want to mention a play coming up at Everyman. It's not about Americans in Europe, but about Europeans, especially European Jews, who were desperate to come here during World War II. The play is called The Book of Joseph. It'll be there in May. It's written by Karen Hartman. And it's based on a 2007 book called Every Day Lasts a Year, A Jewish Family's Correspondence from Poland. The book is made up of letters that were discovered by Rich Hollander. You may recognize that name. Sure.
Yeah.
Former WBAL-TV reporter. And these were letters between his father, who came to the United States in 1939, and his relatives in the Krakow ghetto during World War II. And the letters concern, in part, his father's efforts to bring relatives to the United States, which makes this very timely in terms of all the discussions and debate about immigration issues.
Sure. Yeah, three really interesting premises. That's terrific. Let's talk about the Hippodrome. Of course, they specialize in touring productions of the big musicals. And I understand, this because I cheated and looked, that Andrew Lloyd Webber is quite well represented this season. Let's talk about what's going on with him. Are these revivals? Are these new? What is it?
These are pretty new shows, and they make up two of the seven shows that the Hippodrome's bringing in. Both of them are relatively new. Love Never Dies, which comes the first week in October. The Baltimore engagement of this is billed as a preview of the U.S. tour.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore is one of two preview cities before the official launch of the tour. Love Never Dies is a sequel to Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, big hit.
Yep. At least Phantom, certainly,
yeah,
big hit.
Right.
This show takes place 10 years later in Coney Island. Christine has become a world-class soprano. She's living in Paris with her husband, Raoul, and their son. And the Phantom anonymously lures them to Coney Island. The play opened on the West End in 2010. It did not fare well with most of the critics. But then it was reworked by a new team in Australia in 2011. It has now been seen all over the world, but never in the United States. I brought you a bit of a song, and I think you will hear the strong musical link to Phantom of the Opera.
I'll always feel no more than halfway real till I hear sing once more.
But Weber also could have been from Tosca. That's beautiful. I mean, that's great stuff. So Love Never Dies, the sequel to Phantom of the Opera, one of the big hits coming to the Hippodrome. So that's Till I Hear You Sing. That's, I guess, the Australian production. I love those big, gigantic orchestras, you know, strings aplenty. What's the other one?
The other, a little bit different direction, but still Andrew Lloyd Webber, is School of Rock, coming in March. This has been running on Broadway since December 2015, and it is adapted from the 2003 Jack Black movie about a would-be rock star who poses as a substitute fifth-grade teacher at a very posh prep school and then turns his students into a rock band. It has 14 Andrew Lloyd Webber songs as well as songs from the movie. The script is by Downton Abbey's Julian Fellowes, so that bodes well. And the musical is supposed to put more emphasis on the kids than the movie did. I haven't seen it yet, but I did bring an example of those kids singing about how adults don't pay them enough attention.
All right, I only promise one day I'll make you hear. That's If You Only You Would Listen. That's sung by a bunch of kids who are clearly not teenagers yet, because once you get to be a teenager, they don't want you to listen. That's from the Broadway production of School of Rock. So, Judy, the Tony Awards last June, I guess, included a few shows that played pre-Broadway runs around here. Can we look forward to any notable Broadway tryouts? You mentioned that Love Never Dies is a pre-touring tryout.
Yes,
how about a pre-Broadway
yes.
tryout?
Well, Tom, there is one very high-profile Broadway tryout coming to the area, Mean Girls, an adaptation of Tina Fey's 2004 movie. It's going to be at the National Theater in Washington starting on Halloween on October 31st. It will preview on Broadway in March and open there in April. This is the movie that starred Lindsay Lohan as a new girl in a suburban high school. She gets entangled with a clique of, well, mean girls.
Yes,
hence exactly.
The title, right?
Tina Fey has written the script. Her husband, Jeff Richmond, has written the music. Lorne Michaels is producing. Variety called the Mean Girls musical among the hottest candidates for Broadway this season.
So when you reviewed Annapolis Shakespeare's production of a show that I understand is really terrific, Alice in the Book of Wonderland, we talked about that last month, you said that there were other Alice adaptations coming up. So we got about a minute left. Tell us about those.
Okay, Alice is everywhere. I'll try to go through them quickly. Baltimore Center Stage is doing a show called Looking Glass Alice in December. The script is partly Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, partly Through the Looking Glass, inspired the creation of a wonderful theater in Chicago called Looking Glass Theater Company. It's usually a very acrobatic piece. It'll be interesting to see what Center Stage does with it. In April, Chesapeake Shakespeare is doing Alice in Wonderland, the best-known adaptation, co-written in 1932 by actress Eva LaGallien. And next week, the National Players, Only Theater Center's outreach program, will launch its tour of a world premiere adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. That tour will launch at Olney. Last month, I said that this confluence of Alice's seemed just to be coincidental. Since then, I've thought of a possible explanation, and that is quite simply that we're living in a very topsy-turvy world.
Indeed we are. We have 10 seconds, literally. You mentioned the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. That company has another modern non-Shakespeare play scheduled this season, right?
Yes. I'm very much looking forward to Red Velvet in February. This is the Baltimore premiere of a British play about a 19th-century actor, Ira Aldridge, who was a pioneering African-American Shakespearean star, spent his career in Europe, believed to be the first black actor to play Othello, which is largely what the play focuses about.
That's going to be cool. Yep. I'm looking forward to that, too. So theater critic J. Wynn Russick, she joins me every Thursday afternoon here on Midday to review all things theatrical, and we've got links to all of Judy's reviews on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, we're going to begin the reviews of the shows this season, and we're going to go down to the Everyman Theater. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to start by talking about M. Butterfly.
I'm looking forward to it. Linnell and I are seeing it tomorrow night. night. So have a great week. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you, Tom.
That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. Our newsmaker interview tomorrow is with Senior Senator from Maryland, Ben Cardin. He's the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He'll join me here in Studio A. Got lots to talk about. We'll talk about the news of the week, including the apparent deal to raise the debt ceiling, the DACA rescission decision, North Korea's nuclear ambitions, and new revelations about the Russia investigation. That's Senator Ben Cardin tomorrow here on Midday. Lunch today on Midday is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate your being with us. Have a great day.